Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 5, chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, text number 19. Is it? Yatriha vai rajanya rajapurusha va apakanda dharma setun bindanti te samparetya vaitaranyam nipatanti bina maryavadas tasyam niraya parika Bhutayam, Nadyam Yadro Ganar Itas Tato, Pakshamana Atmana Na Vijuyamanas, Chashupir Uyamanaha, Snakena Karma Pakam, Anusvaranto Vin Mutrapuya Shonita Kesha Nakasti, Medo Mamsa Vasa, Vahinyam upatopyam te. A person who is born into a responsible family, such as a Kshatriya, a member of royalty or a government servant, but who neglects to execute his prescribed duties according to religious principles, and who thus becomes degraded, falls down at the time of death into the river of hell known as Vaitarani. This river, which is a most surrounding hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful man is thrown into the river Vaitarani, the aquatic animals there merely begin to eat him, but because of his extremely sinful life, he does not leave his body. He constantly remembers his sinful activities and suffers terribly in that river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat.
Streaming and the internet's been down since yesterday from the weather. So,
why doesn't somebody reset the routers upstairs?
Well, he said
the routers
are not working.
Oh, that's that router up there.
Yeah.
This, what's that going to do? Is that a wireless modem? Okay. So while we got the camera and everything set up, this.
It was streaming because we were doing hotspot, but then it wasn't picking up, so about 5 minutes back, it did it.
Okay. Well, you know.
You can just use a mobile phone.
Yeah, we did that, but it's too weak. It's not doesn't work.
Because I think here you get Telstra 5G. It's pretty fast. Okay, next verse. Ye tree have I, Vishali, Patayo, Nashta, Solta, Chara, Niyamas, Chakta, Lajaha, Pasucharyam, Charanti, Te, Chapi, Pretya, Puyavin, Mudra, Shleshma, Mala, Purnanave, Nipatanti, Tad, Eva, Tivi, Bhatsitam asnamti. The shameless husbands of low-born sudra women live exactly like animals, and therefore they have no good behavior, cleanliness, or regulated life. After death, such persons are thrown into the hell called Puyoda, where they are put into an ocean filled with pus, stool, urine, mucus, saliva, and similar things. Sudras who could not improve themselves fall into that ocean and are forced to eat those disgusting things. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala, Vishera Banda, Amrita Baliya, Yeha Kai Nana Yoni Sada Pure Kadarya Bhakshana Kare Tarajama Adapateyai. He says that persons following the paths of Kamakanda and Jnanakanda, fruitive activities and speculative thinking, are missing the opportunities for human birth and gliding down into the cycle of birth and death. Thus there is always a chance that he may be put into the Puyoda Naraka, the hell named Puyoda, where one is forced to eat stool, urine, pus, mucus, saliva and other abominable things. It is significant that this verse is spoken especially about sutras. If one is born a sudra, he must continually return to the ocean of Puyoda to eat horrible things. Thus, even a born sudra is expected to become a brahmana. That is the meaning of human life. Everyone should improve himself. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, 13, Chaturvanyam mayashrishtam gunakarma vibhagasaha. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, four divisions of human society were created by me. Even if one is by qualification a sutra, he must try to improve his position and become a brahmana. No one should try to check a person, no matter what his present position is, from coming to the platform of a brahmana or a Vaishnava. Actually, one must come to the platform of a Vaishnava. Then he automatically becomes a brahmana. This can be done only if the Krishna consciousness movement is spread. For we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Vaishnava. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, Sarvadhanan Parijaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. How'd you go?
Well, it's dreamy.
Yep. Abandon all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One must give up the occupational duties of a Sudra, Kshatriya or Vaishya and adopt the occupational duties of a Vaishnava. Which include the activities of a Brahmana. Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 32. Mam hi pata vyapasritya yepisyu papayona yaha striyo vaishyas tata sudras te piyanti param gatim. Prasanaprita. Those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Human life is specifically meant for going back to home, back to Godhead. That facility should be given to everyone, whether one be a sudra, a vaishya, a woman, or a kshatriya. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. However, if one is satisfied to remain a sudra, he must suffer as described in this verse, tat evati bi bhatsitam ashnamti. And that means eating disgusting things. Omagana timirandasya giranjana salakaya chapsurum vinitam jena tasmahe sri gurve namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam tena bhutale svayam rupa kada maheyam dadati svapadatikam mukam karoti vacharam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamam Bande Shri Gurum Dinatavinam. Now it's very interesting here. Prabhupada makes the point, and it's a giveaway. One sense is a giveaway. My iPad won't work here either, will it? If it's not connected.
Well, no, it's gone is working.
Yeah.
And everything else.
Yeah, I don't have a connection, but it doesn't matter. I don't need it. I've got a dictionary that doesn't require internet. Right in the beginning of the purport, thus, even a born sudra is expected to become a brahmana. That is the meaning of human life. Prabhupada first of all quotes Narottam Das Thakur, that those who are following the Karma Kanda section, the religious rituals that are meant for elevation to the heavenly planets, to improve one's material condition, which is what most people are working for. Or if one's following the path of Jnana Kanda, trying to understand the purpose of human life by through speculation, philosophical speculation, then one's wasting one's time. It's considered to be drinking a pot of poison. So, and as a consequence then, running the risk of having to fall into this hell of puyoda. When you look at everything that's good, what's going on here, it's disgusting. But Prabhupada really, really makes a point. It really cuts to the chase. And of course, there are those who say, you know, you're conditioned. And we are. We're conditioned by the environment that we're born into. And, you know, we generally acquire the qualities of the family. And so our birth is a significant form of conditioning. And undoubtedly difficult to transcend, difficult to, by our own endeavours, is very difficult to move beyond the conditioning that we've accepted as a result of the body that we're born into, the family that we're born into, the culture, the society that we're born into, that we're surrounded by. Sangat sanjayate kama. You know, we're a product of our association. That's why in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya was asked, you know, what are the qualities of the Vaishnava? And he replied to the residents of Kulinagram, and they asked this question. He said, asat sangatyagi Vaishnavacha. The first qualification of a Vaishnava is that he gives up the bad association. Asat sangha, tyag, means to give up. Give up bad association. You know, if you associate with the drunks in the park, what will you become?
A drunk.
In the park. Yeah. A drunk in the park. The reason why I mention this is because when I was a teenager, I lived in a town called Port Augusta. And Port Augusta is kind of on the edge of the desert in far north South Australia. And a lot of Aboriginal people would come there from the desert, you know, really, really straight out of the bush. But and very, you know, just in terribly dire conditions. In the bush they're probably okay, but in the city, just at sea, and drinking a lot. There's a square, Gladstone Square, and often I'd see, and not everybody's like that, but it was tragic to see these people. There'd be 20 of them sitting in a circle, passing the flagon of wine and whatever. And occasionally you would see sitting amongst them would be some white people. And I was struck. Because, you know, anybody could fall into that condition, but just it was particularly pathetic to see that situation. And association, powerful. But if you associate with sadhus, what is it? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sava Sastra Koi, the Shastra proclaims. Associate with devotees. Labha Mantra, just a little bit of association. A moment's association. Labha Mantra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. You can attain all perfection. Sarva Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. All perfection can be attained by the association of sadhus, of saintly persons, and that way you can change your life. So it's not all fixed. This is the point. And so Prabhupada points this out, that one doesn't have to remain conditioned by society, you know, birth. Whilst the material energy is very powerful, very very strong, right? Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya taratjaya. The conditioning of the material energy is very powerful. Mama maya taratjaya, very difficult to overcome, but it can be overcome, so that conditioning, we're released from that conditioning. And so that's right. Asat sangatya gi vaishnava cha. Sadacha. Right? Lord Brahma advises. Is advised by Krishna that by three principles, one can naturally awaken bhakti. Uttama bhakti, the topmost bhakti, which is bhakti free from material considerations, free from attachments, free from anatta. And of course this is how a devotee progresses from base or gross conduct and consciousness to elevated Krishna consciousness, a Vaishnava. This is the process of reawakening. We were discussing the other day the process recommended by Sanatana Goswami. Just as a gross metal can be converted to gold by an alchemical process, so similarly, a person of a gross quality, if you like, and here we have the sutras, the vaishyas, mamhi patavya pasritya Yepishu papayonayaha, those who are born into sinful families. Striovaisya, or as a result of sinful activities, striova, the fallen, considered fallen, can be elevated by taking shelter of Krishna. Mamai, mameliye papajante, what is it? Mayami tantarantite. If we surrender to Krishna, then we can be free from the influence of material energy. We can be free from the influence of material energy. Be situated on our spiritual Thus, even a born sudra is expected to become a brahmana. That is the meaning of human life. Difficult to I think that might be a chinchuripa calling. Could you just find it also? Yeah, everyone should improve himself. Even if one is by qualification a sudra, he must try to improve his position and become a brahmana. So that means, you know, it's not fixed. You know, those who say, oh, conditioning is so powerful, it's so strong, you can't overcome it. Always a sudra. Right? Always a, you know, but the Vaishnava position is different. That we're not restricted by the material energy. If we follow the principles, right? Yes, it's very powerful, but it can be overcome. So Krishna explained to Lord Brahma how one can make progress, how one can improve one's life. And that means by following the pramana that comes from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vedas, the authorized law books, effectively. And of course, for ISKCON, that means Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion. We were discussing this the other day, especially the Nectar of Devotion, because that's got the 64 items of devotion. It teaches us how to perform devotional service. And of course, devotional service is not just, you know, it's not just a physical activity, but it's also an emotional, mental, intellectual practice. It's not just going through the physical motions, but it's also developing the emotional element of our character or of our activities. What is it? Kamana manasagira. Right. There's the actions of the body, there's the action of speech, there's the actions of mind. So there's the meditation. And, you know, the process of bhakti is very much an internal development of mood, mentality. Right? So Krishna says, Mamana Bhava Mabhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Become my devotee, always think of me. So there's a gross element, but there's a subtle element. And we're working very much on the subtle element, the purification of the internal. So that we can, and that's described by Lord Chaitanya, in the beginning of the Shikshastikam. Cheto dapanam majanam bhava mahadvabhini vapanam. To purify the mirror of the mind. Right, this is the chanting of Hare Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna to purify the internal machine, if you like. It needs cleansing. And the chanting of Hare Krishna does that cleansing of the heart. Then with the heart, the mirror of the mind is cleansed, then we're able to see the reflection of the pure soul in that mirror. So there's the actions of the physical, if you like, kamana, then there's the actions of manasa, purification of the mind, and purification of speech. So this is all outlined in the Pramana, in the Vedas, for us in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Nectar of Devotion, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is our Pramana, the Vaishnava Pramana. And why Prabhupada put so much effort into translating these books, so that we would have a reference always to fall back on, right? Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. This is our reference point. These are our reference points. Right? So that we could always remain then fixed in sadhachar, action. But sadhachar means, it's basically spiritual cultivation. And that sadhachar, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommends, and this is the first point of Lord Chaitanya, Asat sanga cha gi vaishnava cha. Give up the bad association and take up the association of the devotees. And in this age, the chanting of Hare Krishna is very much integral to that process of purification. Our seeking or our pursuit, our inquiry is encapsulated in all of these activities, and especially in chanting Hare Krishna. And our chanting will become perfected, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in the purport, when we associate with sadhus. This is part of sadhachara, is to associate with devotees. And he mentions two types of devotees specifically. Those who are free from material contamination, interesting what he mentions. Those who are free from material contamination, and those who are motivated or inspired by spontaneous love for Krishna. Spontaneously serve Krishna. And so the culture of bhakti, or the culture, and this is how we change our consciousness. You want to know how to change things? We do that in the association of the devotees. And we chant Hare Krishna in the association of the devotees. And in that association of those who are pure, in other words, their motivation is not for material benefits, but their motivation is to anyabhilasitasanyam gyanakamadyanavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uchate. That their motivation is to serve and to please Krishna, or please the devotees, whose desire is to please Krishna. Right, so by that association, the cultivation of chanting Hare Krishna will be perfected. And that's where that cleansing of the heart, cleansing of the mind. What is it? Sarvatma snapanam. Right? The cleansing for all, sarvatma, or the cleansing of all. Snapanam. What's snapanam mean? Bath. Yeah. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Right? All glories to the Sankirtan of Sri Krishna, right? Why? Sarvatma snapanam. It's the purification of all souls. So, best done in the association of the devotees. Not best done. It really can only be done in the association of devotees. With a desire to please Krishna, so it's pure. And then the interesting, so we need to follow the pramana, the instructions that are given in the scripture. Right? Then we need to follow sadachar, and that's described in the scripture, right, what to do, and really it is done in the association of the devotees, chanting Hare Krishna and studying. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says understand the principles of the Dasamula Tattva, which is kind of like our Vaishnava catechism, if you like. You know, what we believe in, we need to understand. And we were discussing the other day the practice, understanding the practice by following the nine processes of bhakti. What is it? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc. Nine items of devotional service. Again, practiced in the association of the devotees. It's a really simple. This is how we can convert a sudra into a brahmana. But as Prabhupada once said here, we're not actually becoming brahmanas. You know, that's not what we are. Actually, Prabhupada says here. Actually, one must come to the platform of a Vaishnava. Then automatically the qualities of a Brahmana manifest. This can be done only if the Krishna consciousness movement is spread. For we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of a Vaishnava, then automatically the brahminical qualities will manifest. Right? So, now, it's not easy. We see devotees who have been chanting Hare Krishna for 20 or 30 years slip back into sudra. Lifestyle. Spectacularly sometimes. They display it all on Facebook. It's embarrassing. Huh? Go back to our previous conditioning. So, you know, this, it's painstaking. Prabhupada says it's painstaking to be successful. It's easy to fall back. Right? Easy. Mama Maya Durachaya. Right? My Maya is impossible to overcome, actually. Right? And you know, as a devotee, we get relief from material suffering, we get material comforts. You know, Krishna looks after his devotees. But that doesn't mean then that we should slip back into the previous activities of and here's the warning here. Right, go back to your sudra lifestyle, and you could end up in the hell of Puyoda. Which is heavy. Heavy, heavy. And we think, oh, I'm a devotee, Krishna's going to look after me, you know, Prabhupada, I'll come back and serve Prabhupada. May not. May not. We shouldn't be... Yes, certainly, you know, Nihabhikramana Sosti. It's very interesting. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. Right? There is no loss or diminution. But still, don't want to tempt fate. So, how to be successful? And Krishna gives Lord Brahma the tip. Near Ananta, without stopping, right, without deviation, one has to practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena is mentioned in the 6th chapter. Abhyasa nirantaram, which means constant practice. And that's a trick of the Vaishnava, of bhakti, is to find the balance where the activities that one is performing are all ultimately connected to Krishna. Right? So there's that constant remembrance of Krishna in all that we do. And following the activities, the sadhaja, in the association of the devotees, inspired by the association of the devotees, such that all of one's activities are basically bhakti. And on that level, kamana, the physical activities, manasa, the internal mental activities, and gira, the speech. Right? And Rupa Goswami says, what's it? Kamana, manasa, gira. I forgot that verse. Jiva mukta sa uchite. Final line of that verse. Nicholas Vapya Vasta sa jiva mukta sa uchite. Iha yasya hare dasye. Yeah, that's right. Thanks. Iha yasya hare dasye. One is a servant of Hari, right? Karma, using one's actions, one's minds, one's words, then jiva mukta sa uchite, one is liberated, one's not. And Prabhupada mentions here, you know, one should not check a person, no matter what his current position. If he wants to become a devotee, then one shouldn't check that person. One should give them full opportunity. It's not that we're restricted by our birth. And this is the potency of bhakti, the potency of the practice of bhakti. According to the scripture, following the prescribed activities with constant practice, one will be naturally elevated. This is the power of bhakti, very potent. And attractive too. Very attractive. I remember when I first saw the devotees chanting Hare Krishna. And I was just attracted to the chanting of the Maha Mantra, to the sound, vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. I saw the devotees and I thought, whoa, these guys are weird. Bald-headed. In the era of the hippies, where growing your hair was, that was the thing. The Hare Krishnas came in on the scene, totally breaking the mold, you know. It's like, whoa! But attractive. Bhakti is attractive. And tasty, right? Tasty. One of the girls who's staying at the farm is telling the devotees how she loves the farm, just loves, and she just works all day. She's a little Trojan, and she just loves it. And she says, I go home. She says, I'm going home now. And she goes for a few days. And then she says, I can't stay away. It's too depressing going home. I've got to come back to the farm to do service. To do service. There's just a taste from that engagement. But I'm just about a Nivarata tea. So we can avoid... Or we can, and this is why the association of devotees is so important, especially those pure-hearted and those engaged in spontaneous service, right? That mood is inspiring, it's purifying, it's attractive. So in the beginning, asatsangatya, the devotees give up bad association, give up unwanted activities. And why the instructions of the Shastra, the Pramana, are so important, because that gives us the intelligence to discriminate. Buddhi means the power of discrimination. Well, we need that power. Otherwise, as we see, material energy is very powerful. Maya has two potencies, two shaktis, right? One is the covering potency. That's the potency that keeps the pig thinking he's happy eating stool, right? You see the hogs of Vrindavan, you know. We read in Prabhupada's books about the hogs, dogs, the camels and the asses. And or it's in the Bhagavatam, right? And you think, what is this hogs, dogs, camels and asses, right? Right. And they're very descriptive of certain personalities. So anyway, it's always amused me, hogs, dogs, camels and asses. But when you go to India, then you really see hogs, dogs, camels and asses, right? And they're suffering. You know, the animals, when Prabhupada was warning, I mentioned this the other day, warning people, you know, you become a dog in your next life. Then, you know, the hippies are thinking, well, what's wrong with being a dog? You know, you get fed. People pick up your stool, you know, they treat you, they treat you like a king. What's wrong with being a dog? But when you go to India and you see a dog's life, right? Then you see the suffering. Oof. Mangy mutts, you know. I remember in Kartik, 1989, I spent a month. It wasn't Kartik, it was January. Cold, very cold in Vrindavan in January. But there was one dog there, a little dog. He was a puppy,
Well, you know, maybe 9 months old, 9 months to a year old, and he'd been hit by a truck or something, had a hole in his head. And maggots had got in, so he was basically being eaten alive. So I was like, oh, whoa! Incredible. So hogs, dogs, camels and asses. Hogs, and you see the hogs rummaging through the sewage system, you know, eating the stool. You read about it in the Bogota and you think, oh, what's that all about? But we don't have any experience of it. We don't see it. And then go to India and you see it and you go, whoa, this is what he's talking about. I remember seeing, we were going down and there was this big pile of rubbish, and on top of the rubbish was this big hog just sleeping, you know, enjoying, having a good time. So anyway, Maya has this covering potency that keeps those in ignorance satisfied, you know, keeps them engaged. So they think this is all that there is. But for those who wake up, jeev jago, gura chandra boli, Lord Chaitanya's purpose is to wake people up, get them out of their slumber of ignorance, and come to the human platform and use the human platform for the purpose which is meant, which is what Prabhupada's saying here. Become a Vaishnava, change. Don't remain stuck. You can change. But we're not. The process of bhakti is transcendental to the material plane or the material platform. It's liberating. Iha yasya hare dasya kamana manasa gira. Nikolas vapyavastasu jiva muktasa uchite. If we're acting as a servant of Krishna, and we're engaging our actions, our mind and our speech in Krishna's service, then jiva mukta, we're liberated. So, but Maya has a potency just for the devotees, which is a pulling down potency. Right? And that's to test us. That's a test. Right? We have to, you know, you need to be tested to see whether you're eligible for that very, very elevated position. And of course, we have attachments, material attachments that need to be cleansed out. This is this chanting process, and that associating with the devotees is to fine-tune our buddhi, well, fine-tune the subtle elements of the mind and the intelligence so that they're free from that material attraction. And our motivation is anyabhilashita shunyam, without desires for the cultivation of material facilities or even an intellectual understanding. Here, and Prabhupada says at the beginning of the purport, this gama, jnana kanda, kama kanda, it's attractive for some, but it can be a distraction for the devotees. And Maya has that duty, it's a thankless task, of testing the devotees so that we can be eventually free from any material motivation and be elevated to that pure platform of Krishna consciousness. And of course that's the chanting of Hare Krishna. Sarvatma shnapanam, it's the purification of all souls. Param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Yeah. So, Prabhupada's saying here, and you know, this is, no one should try to check a person, no matter what his present position is, from coming to the platform of a Brahmana or a Vaishnava. Actually, one must come to the platform of a Vaishnava. then he automatically becomes a brahmana. This can be done only if the Krishna consciousness movement is spread, for we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of a Vaishnava. Huh? Yeah. Human life is specifically meant for going back home, back to Godhead. That facility should be given to everyone. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. But if you want to remain a sudra, be prepared to suffer. Or Prabhupada says, if one is satisfied to remain a sudra, he must suffer, as described in this verse. Tad evati bi bhatsitam ashnante, eating all horrible things. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, any comments or questions? No? Pretty straightforward. Yeah, don't be a sudra.
In the Vanashram system.
Vanashram system. Prabhupada says transcend it. Yeah. Now become a Vaishnava, then, you know, whether you are engaged in sudra activities, so-called sudra activities, or whether you're engaged as an administrator or as a businessman, your role as a devotee, as a Vaishnava, means that those activities are done for the pleasure of Krishna. Right? And so therefore we don't look at the engagement of a devotee and judge them. Right? Because it's a fact, you know, some of us are better at manual work. Some of us are good at business, you know, making money. Right? Some of us are good at administration. Some are good at teaching. Right? But we don't look at that from the platform of a Vaishnava. We don't look at those. That's their natural propensity for work. But because they utilize that natural propensity for work, yat karosi yat ashnasi yat jhosi tadasi yat yat tapasyasi kuntaya. What's the next one? Tat kurushva marapanam. Yeah. Everything that the devotee does is offered to Krishna. So, you know, we do encourage people to follow their varana, their natural occupation. But the first encouragement that we give them is become a devotee. Right? Then his brahminical activities are perfected, his kshatriya activities are perfected, his vaishya activities are perfected, his sudra activities are perfected. Actually, they're not any of those, they're all transcendental. You know? That's the power of association with the devotees. And you know, there was Shastri, that verse that we did the other day, Prabhupada was saying, if you're a brahmana, but you don't become a Vaishnava, your brahminical culture is useless. Huh? You're a demon. Bhagavatam says that. Actually, you know, there's an interesting statement by Krishnadas Kaviraj. If you want some outrageous statements, Krishnadas Kaviraj says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that if you worship Radha and Krishna without worshipping Lord Chaitanya, you're an asura. Very interesting.
That reminds me of getting to the destination. Doesn't matter what vehicle you take.
So long as it's properly utilized, yes. Yeah, you want to be careful with, because you know some people say, oh, any path will get you there, right? But no, not any path. But as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, you know, and Prabhupada makes a point. If you want to go to Sydney, right, but get on a plane that's going to Adelaide, well, you're obviously not going to get to Sydney, right? So it's not true that all paths lead to the same place. They don't. And Prabhupada makes a point, you know, you're either going towards Krishna or you're going away.
I was meaning in the sense of the different varnas.
Yes. The varna is immaterial when it comes to spiritual.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. Because the devotee is acting on the purely spiritual platform. And this is the point that Krishna is making to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, that you need to fight because that's your duty, but also do it with the spirit of detachment, which is what a devotee cultivates. Right? We perform our duty, so we work out. Often, when I'm talking to younger people, and you know they're about to embark on their career, or even when they join the ashram, I'll ask them, "What are you good at? What are you good at?" This part of self-realization is knowing, you know, yourself, and that means you know the material side and the spiritual side. And what are we good at? What are we good at doing? And then you engage that. Because we know we can work out that's generally the natural tendency of an individual. Which is interesting. So even in the quality of somebody, say, who's a sudra by nature, if they're a devotee, there are also brahminical qualities naturally manifest in the character. They may still work in a particular way because that's just the way that your body's been constructed. And very difficult to overcome, by the way. And that's what Krishna says to Arjuna. Right? What will repression accomplish? But what we're encouraged to do is to take up what we're good at, work in that capacity, and then do it with a detached mood, understanding that the results ultimately come from Krishna and should be offered to Krishna. We shouldn't be performing those activities inspired for the material benefits that we might get, because then we'll be responsible, Krishna says, for the enjoyment and the suffering. But if we do it with a degree of detachment, then whatever results come, we accept them as Krishna's mercy ultimately. Instead of lamenting, "Oh, why me? Oh, yahoo! I'm enjoying." Alright, Kanchu Arsimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakta Prinda Ki Jai.